Report: Communist China's TikTok blacklists Cuban anti-communist video. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 14, 2021. Social media users are calling out TikTok, saying the Chinese-owned social media platform has banned a video that shows Cuban citizens protesting against their communist government. Why would a TikTok underscore us remove videos and suspend accounts showing regime atrocities in hashtag Cuba? Because it's owned by communist hashtag China, tweeted Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, on Wednesday. Rubio was reacting to another Twitter user, who shared a video of what appears to be anti-communist protests and Cubans standing up to the communist regime, a video that the social media user says TikTok keeps removing. TikTok suspended me from posting for 2 days. They don't want y'all seeing this, the Twitter user added in a follow-up tweet. Friendly reminder, TikTok is owned by the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, one Twitter user commented. What did you expect from a Chinese company, ByteDance? It's one socialist-slash-communist sewer, and they all work together, another said. This is because TikTok is owned by communist China. So is Hunter and his father, Joe Biden, another tweeted. I deleted TikTok since it's Chinese and communist, another wrote. Other Twitter users pointed out that the video might have been banned due to some of its violent content. I get why they removed it because it's so violent, like blood on some of the parts. One Twitter user commented of the video showing clips of anti-communist protests. On Sunday, thousands of Cubans took to the streets to demand an end to the 62-year-old communist regime, chanting, "Down with the dictatorship, and we want liberty," while waving American flags. Cuban president in the face of the Castro communist regime Miguel Díaz-Canel responded to the protests by announcing an order of combat against peaceful pro-democracy protesters, urging communist civilians to assault them. While Breitbart News could not independently verify where each clip featured in the video montage was taken, some of the images appear to be coverage of Cuba protests, with at least one image appearing to come from a Tuesday protest in which Cuban Americans and their allies in Miami, Florida, flooded the Palmetto Expressway and shut it down. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.